from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. In the eyes of the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, homelessness is a crisis. It wants the provincial government to get on board recognizing that and doing something about it. CDSAB Chair Michelle Boileau, the mayor of Timmins, says homelessness is a social, economic, and especially a health crisis.
We've committed to trying to end chronic homelessness here in the Cochrane District. Our partners are doing the same, and so we're calling on the province to make such a commitment so that the work we're doing isn't in vain.
The resolution, begun by the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, has gone to all DSABs and municipal councils for endorsement. Out with an old bus, in with a new one at Timmins Transit. City Hall has announced the purchase of a new bus using the $620,000 it's getting from the province's gas tax fund. When it arrives, a bus that's at the end of life will be retired. Public Works and Environmental Services Director Ken Kersell says updating the fleet is part of the city's 10-year financial plan for transit. Beer Canada is calling on the federal government to freeze its beer tax until inflation starts slowing down. The trade association, representing 90% of Canadian beer makers, is raising awareness about the upcoming automatic inflation-based increase to federal beer taxes. President C.J. Healy says that taxes on alcoholic beverages will be going up 6.3% on April 1st, and with brewers already facing hikes in the cost of doing business, that could snowball.
Our internal analysis shows that on top of all these other cost increases that brewers are facing, and you add the excise increase, you're looking at maybe as high as a 10% higher retail price in Ontario over the next year.
Healy says there's definitely precedent for a tax freeze. Ontario froze its basic beer tax about 5 years ago in light of economic difficulties. Well, five down, one to go. For Mark Rodrigue of Timmins, completing this weekend's Tokyo Marathon gets him into the Guinness Book of World Records. He's already completed the other races recognized as majors by Guinness. This one gets him into the big book with about 3,000 other people to accomplish all six. We spoke to Rodrigue from the departure lounge at Pearson Airport. He told us the race begins at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, Tokyo time,
which is 14 hours ahead. So I'll actually be starting at about just shortly after 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Rodrigue says this is something he set as a personal goal in 2015. He could have completed it 3 years ago, but the race in Tokyo was postponed by the pandemic. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.